You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, a brand new Scottish pop-up cinema dedicated to disabled audiences, launches its first virtual screening today with a new documentary about blindness and creativity. And joining us now to tell us a little bit more about it is Charlotte Little, the founder of Caption This Cinema. Thank you for joining us, Charlotte.
Thank you for having me.
So where did Caption This Cinema come from? What's the inspiration behind it?
So I'm hard of hearing and visually impaired myself. I have Usher's syndrome, type 2, and I actually work as an access consultant in the film industry, working with cinemas and festivals to improve access for deaf and disabled audiences. But I'm also personally really interested in programming and curating my own film events. And I decided I wanted to set up my own cinema, having done some work with my film society and university and ran a short film festival then. Last summer, I did a launchpad scheme with Cinema for All, who help support and develop community cinemas. And they helped give me the tools and the knowledge of running a pop-up. And this specific course I did was actually geared towards deaf access. So I've been working on it for a while, and I finally managed to get Caption This up on its feet. But yeah, I think the kind of my own experiences as a disabled person with access needs who loves movies, I think that was definitely my main motivation. I wanted to make sure that other disabled people could enjoy watching movies just like I do.
And something that's been a big part of what you're doing is showing the next generation of kids growing up now, showing themselves reflected on the screen, which is really important. Representation, we know, is really, really important for all different types of diversity and equality and things like that. Is that something that you felt you didn't have when you were growing up?
Yes, I never really saw positive or authentic representation of disabled people, let alone young deaf or blind people or young, you know, creative people. I think the first time I saw myself on the screen was when I was 20, and that's when A Quiet Place came out, with the lead Regan having a cochlear implant and using sign language. I never really saw myself on the screen, and I think everyone at some point in their lives wants to be able to have a story that they can relate to or share the same feelings with. And I think when it comes to disability representation, I think it's, although it's getting better, much, much better, it's, we're still got a long way to go. And I think if we have more stories about blindness and disability and deafness, then that can help break down the taboo of talking about disability in real life and the misconceptions around disability. So that's why I think this program being specifically geared toward disability representation, I think it's a contribution to kind of deconstructing everyday misconceptions around blindness.
And like you've just said, that things are improving, especially in popular culture and things like that, with representation of people with disabilities, and in film as well. But what would you want people to take away from cinema goers and people who work within the industry? What would you want them to learn from Caption This Cinema, if anything at all?
Yeah, I think I just first and foremost want people in the film industry and to start valuing disabled people, both as, you know, a paying customer, but also as an audience to develop and create a relationship with. I want people to invest in access. You know, a study came out today, I think, from Stage Techs about the huge numbers and statistics of young people who use captions and subtitles all the time, regardless of their hearing. We know that access benefits everyone at some point in their life. So I just think I want people to start thinking about that and thinking about how we can, empower disabled people to want to tell their own stories and to want to pursue careers in this film industry. I grew up thinking that I wouldn't be able to do that because of my sight loss. I think we just need to make sure that when we're thinking about disabled people as an audience, it's not in a pitiful way, it's in an empowering way.
It is. It's about empowering people to tell their own stories as well. Can you tell us a little bit about the film that you've chosen to be your sort of opening film?
Yeah, of course. So Vision Portraits, the beautiful, very profound documentary by Rodney Evans. And Rodney Evans, he's a filmmaker who also had the diagnosis of RP. And he's dealing with his own sight loss and wanting to continue being a filmmaker. So he turned to three other visually impaired artists, a dancer, a writer, and a photographer, essentially looking for some sort of guidance and insight into their own journeys pursuing art whilst being blind. So I have RP because of my Usher's, and I saw myself in Rodney's journey as someone that's also struggled to pursue a career in the film industry as someone who's losing their sight. And I think it was just so wonderful to see a film that challenged the notion that blind people can't be creative or enjoy art. This film shows lots of different perspectives and experiences with sight loss. Some of it's really difficult to watch and some of it really hits home, but there's some really beautiful moments, and sight loss is seen as a different type of perception, almost like an enlightenment rather than something that's quite scary. I think it's just really wonderful to be able to see sight loss framed in a completely new way than we've seen before.
Do you think it'll challenge people's perceptions, like you say, of if they are fully sighted, of people with sight loss?
Yes, 100%. I think it's very educational and informative, and it also shows a spectrum of sight loss, not just one type of sight loss. And I think it really shows the diversity of abilities and interests and creativity. Like I say, it's not just about one art form. You have writing and photography and filmmaking and dancing, and I think it's just a very wonderful holistic approach to kind of demystifying how to have vision when you're visually impaired.
It sounds fascinating. I haven't seen the film, but I'm going to be watching it tonight, so I'm looking forward to watching it. So the cinema is launching tonight. Where can people get tickets for the next 3 days of showings?
Yeah, so you can either go on Eventiv, which is the streaming platform. You can just type in Caption This Cinema, or you can go on Twitter at Caption This Cine, or you can go on my website, which is captions.com. So it's available to watch on Eventiv. It has audio description and captions, and tickets are on a sliding scale from £0 to £8, so you can choose how much you want to pay based on your circumstances.
Lots of different ways to get involved then. Thank you very much for joining us, and I'm really looking forward to watching the film later.
Thank you for having me.